Hey, it's Alan Berg. Are you coming to Wedding MBA this year? Well, I'll be there again. I haven't missed one since the first one in 2007. So I look forward to seeing you there. And if you want to save $20 off the current ticket price, and they get higher as you get closer, go to WeddingMBA.com. Use the promo code Alan, A-L-A-N. WeddingMBA.com, promo code Alan. Save $20. I look forward to seeing you there. Before we get into this episode, I'm starting something called Ask Me Anything. That's right. You submit your questions and they could become an entire episode or something that I answer at the end of an episode. To submit your questions, look for the red button at podcast.alanberg.com. That's right. podcast.alanberg.com. Click on the red button, submit your question, and maybe you'll hear it here on the podcast. Thanks. Ask how much? Listen to this episode. See what I'm talking about. Welcome to another episode of the Wedding Business Solutions Podcast. I'm your host, Alan Berg. I'm a speaker, author, sales trainer, website reviewer, and I help businesses like yours sell more, profit more, and have more fun doing it. Enjoy this episode. Hi, it's Alan Berg. Welcome back to another episode of the Wedding Business Solutions Podcast. This one hit me just the other day because I think sometimes we have to look introspectively and say, are we doing some of the things that other people do to us that kind of rub us the wrong way? And what this came up with is we're all consumers, right? We're not just businesses, we're consumers. And I think universally, a lot of people don't like when someone comes and the first thing they ask you is how much without knowing the results they're going to get, what they're going to get for their money, the value that they're going to get. But so often we as consumers do the same thing to businesses. We want to find out how much it is before giving them a chance to tell us the value of what they're getting there. And I think we've all done it. I don't think we've done it intentionally. And this is just getting back to that full circle. When somebody comes to us and says, how much does it cost before asking what they're going to get, right? Because maybe they don't know what to ask because that's a big one. They ask how much because they don't know what else to ask. Or maybe they think they have all the things answered that they need. So now it's just how much. But when they do that to us, we're like, oh, that's not the right question. You should be asking me something else. But they don't know. And we do the same thing. We do exactly the same thing. We actually just made a purchase where I had asked about something for my house, a tankless water heater for under the sink so you get instant hot water. And we ended up replacing the main hot water, which is a tankless as well because of the new technology and stuff. But the guy did a good thing. I asked, how much is this? Well, first I said, do you do it? And I asked how much. And he said, so tell me what you're trying to accomplish. Right. Because I asked how much, but he turned the conversation to what we're trying to accomplish. And it turned out we're going to accomplish that actually something different, which is a better result. Yes, we're spending more money, but we're happy about it because it's a longer term solution to get more of what we need, not just in that one bathroom, but in other places. And if you want to know what I'm talking about there is if you have a sink, in our case, we have double sinks in the bathroom, the master bath, or the primary bath, sorry, that's far away from where the water heater is, it takes a long time to get the hot water there and you're wasting water and you're wasting energy trying to get that water there. So we're getting a much more energy efficient tankless that gets the water there faster and stuff. So I asked them how much. I did, right? So I can't be upset when somebody asks me how much something costs that I do because I do the same thing. And I think it's the same for you. I actually like when somebody asks me how much it costs because they're a buyer. Buyers ask how much things cost. So I'm okay when they do. Doesn't mean I answer the question right away. Sometimes I do because it's an easy answer. And sometimes I say, let me find out what you need and let's see if I'm the right fit. And then we'll talk about how much that would be. And that's the way I like to handle it. I always acknowledge the question, but I don't want to be a hypocrite, right? I don't want to be upset when somebody asks me how much it costs when I do exactly the same thing. And I know we've all done that. The question is, did we do it at a bigger purchase? Did we do it at a smaller purchase? Did we do it because we already know about all the other features and things that we need? Or did we do it too soon when we really didn't? So, you know, I don't think we're being hypocrites. I guess maybe we are sometimes, but I think really just sometimes we have to say, hey, you know what? Should that upset me or do I actually do the same thing? And if I do the same thing, then really shouldn't be upset when somebody else does it to me. I should understand where it's coming from. And it's coming from, if they had a better question, they would ask it, or maybe their questions were answered already. And now all you're left to talk about is that. And that was, I was doing a sales training today with a group. And I said, listen, I don't want you sending out the brochure on the pricing and things like that, because you didn't have a conversation yet to find out what their needs are. And now they're just going to shop your what you do against someone else's what they do. And the cheaper what they do wins. I want them to want your results, and your results are not in your brochure in their case. And if you look at your own brochure, you'll probably find products, services, things like that. But do you find why they should hire you to do it? And very few brochures that I've seen are actually doing that kind of wording. So do we ask how much? Sure, we do. When somebody asks us, don't be upset with it. Be happy. That's a buyer that you're talking to. And there are there any other things that your customers are doing that are rubbing you the wrong way? And then maybe take a step back and say, hey, do I do the same thing when I'm a customer? Maybe I shouldn't be upset. Maybe I should just say, oh, wait a minute, that's just the normal course of business. And I'm going to just have better wording and reframe it in my mind that this is an interested buyer. I just have to get to what's important to them and be able to weave that into the conversation. So just something to think about. Thanks for listening. Hi, it's Alan Berg. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Wedding Business Solutions Podcast. You can find full transcripts on my website at podcast.alanberg.com. And if you have a suggestion for a topic for a new episode or even a guest, please let me know at alan@weddingbusinesssolutions.com. And if you'd like to find out about having me come and speak to your association or a conference, or do sales training in person or remotely for your team, whether you're a team of one or a team of 100, please let me know again, alan@weddingbusinesssolutions.com. Thanks for listening.